For an enlisted man at Fort Hays, it wasn't enough to win a woman's heart and ask her hand in marriage. You needed the permission of your commanding officer and a few other key logistics to make the wedding take shape. The intriguing story is today's edition on The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Robert Wilhelm says the historic outpost here at Fort Hays has a wealth of information about the Old West, and one of the most interesting chapters has to be enlisted men who wish to marry the local girls.
To enlist in the Army as a private, you had to be single. But once you got in the Army, if you wanted to get married, you could get married, providing your company commander gave his permission.
Getting permission to marry meant a private needed to measure up to certain requirements.
What he looked at was, were you a good soldier? Were you a guy that drank up all of his money every payday? Or did you save some? Did you send some back to your folks? Were you a soldier that other soldiers could look up to?
For upstanding enlisted men, the permission to marry might still depend on another important factor.
He would look at how many laundresses there were. Because that's the only thing your wife could do. An officer's wife didn't have to do anything to live here. In fact, they had servants and so on. But an enlisted man's wife, the only thing that she could do was the laundry.
Even at a large post like Fort Hays, the laundry positions were few, and that might mean a marriage would just have to wait.
Each company was allotted 4 laundresses. Here at Fort Hays, we had room for 4 companies, so we had room for 16 laundresses. Now, if you wanted to get married and your company already had its allotment of laundresses, you probably wouldn't be able to get married, no matter how good of a soldier you were, because you could not live off post and your wife could not live on post unless she worked.
The enlisted man, his laundress wife, and any children were given a 12-by-12 room to live in. A laundress could make $10 to $15 per month. Not bad, considering the enlisted man was making $13. Traveling the countryside in Hays, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.